This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
No matter why your clients give, their donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360. They can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or other non-cash assets like real estate and even crypto while recommending grants at any time. DAF Giving 360 can offer you over 25 years of expertise, bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
Station for the best Ravens coverage.
Bringing the team to the fans.
It's news from the nest.
We're grateful for our media. We really are, most of the time.
With Vinny and Haney on 105.7 The Fan.
Sponsored by Window Nation. Right now from Window Nation, buy two windows, get two free, and pay nothing until 2027. Offer ending soon. Schedule your free estimate at 866-90-NATION or visit windownation.com.
Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan here on this Total Request Thursday. Nolan McGraw's on the other side of the glass. Ravens back at practice today. Preseason finale coming up against Washington on Saturday. Ravens training camp coverage here on The Fan is brought to you by Geico. Switch and save. Get more with Geico. And let's get some intel from one winning drive with Cordell Wood. Cordell, what's up, bud?
What's going on?
Well, obviously the big question is Lamar's foot, Lamar's ankle. I mean,
hand, wrist.
Yeah, I mean, knees, toes, and fingers and stuff. But I guess we're not going to know anything later until John Harbaugh meets with the media. But, you know, as you know, you've been on the beat for a few years. I mean, John Harbaugh, real reluctant to give you the full detail, isn't he?
Yeah, I would imagine he's, you know, this is one of those where I know John is probably irked a little bit because obviously dealing with Lamar, anytime you're starting quarterback has an issue that's going to upset the coach. But we're getting to that time where he is going to start wanting to pull back on some of these injury updates. But this is one that you can't really, you know, you have to, I think he has to be careful with what he says because obviously, people hear Lamar goes down, it starts a major panic. But I do think, in a sense, him coming out and saying something to kind of put the people at ease would help. So I don't know. I don't think he's going to want to give a lot of information, but I do think he's going to want to give something to insinuate that it's nothing serious. And for the record, I wouldn't be surprised if it's not anything serious. My initial reaction watching everything happen and even watching Lamar leave the field yesterday, I did get the sense that this is something minor, if anything.
No.
But what exactly the injury is, I mean, we'll see. They said he's got his foot stepped on, which is very – I didn't see how he fell. I just saw him getting picked up. So him getting stepped on is very possible. I just wonder if that's the only thing he's dealing with.
Yeah, Cordell, because Adam Schefter came out and said he was shaking his wrist and stuff, and then he stayed two more plays. You know, and if you hurt your foot, won't you be limping off or be limping?
Well, Shefty ain't here, so he's going off of what he hears. But, you know, I mean, I'll say this. When I saw him get picked up by two linemen, one of them being Ronnie Stanley, he did take a couple of steps in a circle a little weird. He did have a little hitch in his step as he's walking, but I did see him hold his hand or wrist, whatever you want to call it, as well. So, but he stayed in. He did do a couple of reps. And Lamar was having a bad day throwing the ball even before he ended up going down. And his last rep was one of his worst throws, which was just a throw in the flat to Keaton Mitchell that didn't even get to him. So I don't know. It's tough to tell exactly what the injury is. Again, I can definitely believe that he got his foot stepped on. I don't think I'd be surprised if it's anything serious. I always felt like they were going to hold him out today for precaution.
Yeah, and he doesn't have to be back till Monday anyhow. Cordell, the only thing that gets me a little bit is, like, when you said the pass didn't even get to him, it kind of reminds me of, like, Batista all of a sudden throwing 100, all of a sudden he's throwing, like, 88, you know?
Yeah.
It's not – so could bend the hand or wrist. Now, we'll move on from that now. Tampa had
hold on. I will say one thing. He also had a throw to LaJonte Wester after he went down. That throw went about 30 to 40 yards.
Okay.
Wasn't the prettiest ball in the air, but it got the placement was really good. So even the way he threw it definitely raised some eyebrows to some people, but that ball did get pretty far down the field.
All right, TJ Tampa had a good day yesterday.
Yeah, I mean, he had two interceptions. It feels like everybody's getting their chance to intercept Cooper Rush these days. So, yesterday was his day. It is what it is. I mean, we've seen the preseason games. We've seen where he has an interception in each of the preseason games. We've been out here in practice. And he got two picks off him yesterday. Now, one of them, you know, the play is you can make the argument that both of them, the play is probably dead, right? I mean, the first interception, you had Owe, and I got to look at my notes. It was another lineman in his face. One of them tipped that ball in the air, and Tampa made a really good diving interception on that one. The second one, I think he probably gets sacked in the pocket anyway, but he ends up rolling out and throwing a ball that was late and inaccurate to the sideline, and Tampa jumped that one too. So both of them, the play could have been blown dead if they really wanted to. But still good plays for Tampa.
So Jair Alexander was on the practice field, not dressed, but on the side field, Cordell?
Today, yes.
Yeah.
Today I saw him working off to the side. He looked okay from what I saw. It was from a distance, though. But from what I saw, he was moving around pretty well. He did go back inside last I saw. So I think that's a good sign that they're headed in the right direction with him.
Anybody else not there today?
Quite a few. Ricard still isn't out here. That's one that's been kind of weird. He hasn't been out here in a while, so we'll probably, hopefully, get an update on him today. Zay isn't out here today. Andrews isn't out here. Kawinko still isn't here. Awuzie still, and Alexander. So the only really, like, new ones is Zay and Mark Andrews, and I don't get the sense that anything happened to them yesterday. This could just kind of be a rest for those guys.
Yeah, rest till Monday. Cordell, what's Awuzie's deal?
Well, that's another one that we got to find out. I mean, you know, John has been very generic with some of these updates on these guys. He's calling them camp things, and, you know, he's letting it be known that it's not anything that he's worried about. I did see Awuzie pop out of the training room the other day, maybe about 2 days ago, and come out for a little bit and watch practice. So I always tend to think that's a good sign when you start to see these dudes showing up out here, even if they're not dressed for practice, kind of signals that, all right, they are probably close to returning.
Now, Keaton Mitchell back to full speed?
Yeah, I mean, Keaton, I mean, I don't know about full speed necessarily, but he's back out here. I mean, he's practicing again today, so I would imagine he's still, you know, headed in the right direction as well. But I watching him run the other day, I didn't think he was completely back to full speed, but maybe that'll look a little different today.
Mike Green still kicking ass?
Yeah, well, they're not in pads today, so it'll be a little more quieter. But I do have – I mean, I had him down for a couple of plays. Well, yesterday after the Lamar injury, I mean, that kind of took the air out of the building. But he had a couple of pressures yesterday. I had him written down for two pressures. He had the interception the other day. So I just think he's a dude that once when the pads come on and it starts to feel, you know, a little real for him, he likes to turn it up a notch.
Cordell Woodland, Fresh Take Sports, live from One Winning Drive right now with the Ravens report as the Ravens wrap up training camp today, preseason finale against the Commanders. Cordell, last thing for you. I say bow braid and bubble. Insert the other words as we head into that final game against Washington.
You said bow braid and bubble?
Yeah.
In terms of him...
Right side or wrong side?
Yeah, making a team.
Okay,
yeah.
I think... I lean that he is on the right side of the bubble, just barely on the right side of the bubble. But, man, it's a numbers game, and I'm curious to see who ends up on IR. And I think that'll also kind of bring some clarification to, you know, what the roster ends up looking like. But, yeah, I lean yes. I think he has definitely shown that they like, to where they'll put him out there on special teams. They're starting to explore some different spots for him on defense. So I do get the sense that he's probably barely on the right side of the bubble.
When's the next Fresh Take Sports, Cordell Woodland?
Maybe next week. I got to check. I know Ben is producing the morning show, and I'll be out here practicing, heading out to the Commanders game on Saturday and stuff. And I think we've got some stuff going on next week, too. So just keep it locked. I know you'll hear both me and Ben on the Fan regardless.
Sounds good. Cordell, appreciate the info as always, man.
Thanks, Cordell.
Thanks, guys.
All right, Cordell Willen, everyone. We'll come back, count some dough, buy or sell. If you want to get Andy Cat at 410-583-1057, Orioles take it on the Astros. Pasayo Beavers home debut scheduled for tonight against the reeling Houston Ball Club. Seattle's been stinking too, so that top of the AL West getting a little dopey, and the Orioles have had a lot to do with that, by the way. And if you want to talk about the Ravens, the Lamar thing, we don't think it's a big deal, but man, we won't stop talking about it.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more, plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
With over 25 years of expertise, DAF Giving 360's donor advised funds can help you get a tax deduction and potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free while you recommend when and where to give. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
I don't will.
Are you buying?
Great cash, homie.
Or selling?
I'm not gonna buy into that crap.
Vinny and Haney. 105.7 The Fan.
Request Thursday, Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. Hey, Tyler Wells is pitching for Norfolk right now. So Masson, looks like he's giving up a run, but the B-low looked pretty strong in his first inning of work. Expected to make his Orioles return soon. Bradish sooner. So there's some good pitching news for the Birds. We'll get back to them later on in the hour. But tons of sports going on. We talk about college football in Dublin this weekend. Iowa State gets K-State next weekend. Labor Day, full-on slate. We'll start our picks next week for booze. Man, I'm tired of paying for other people's drinking. Hopefully we can get into some of that and more. Baseball pennant races heating up, et cetera, et cetera. Then this farce with Davis and Paul, but, you know, we got plenty of time to rag on that, unless you want to praise it. But let's count some money, late week stop. Like I say.
Yeah, we're not counting any money today. Okay. The Dow's down 179. The S&P's down 24. NASDAQ is down 79. DraftKings, they're up 14 cents, 45.80. Under Armour, they're down 16 cents to 487.
Get started with the Orioles today. Brandon Young back on the mound tonight, his first start since his near-perfect game. Just so happens that he'll be facing the same exact team. Even without the perfect game or the potential no-hitter, seeing him go deep against a quality lineup on the road, that was very encouraging by itself. It was just his second outing this year where he's lasted six innings. Now, I can't ask you if he's going to flirt with the history books again tonight. That would be a pretty easy answer, a boring one, unless you want to go there. But buy or sell, Bob, Young will pitch at least six innings again tonight.
I'm buying it because I think he's hyped. Now, you know the Astros are going to make the necessary adjustments after they were stymied and their only hit was the dribbler up the third base line by Ramon Arias, who, by the way, making his return to Baltimore after he was traded away at the deadline. But, yeah, Nolan, let's ride this wave to 7.5 out of the wild card. Brandon Young goes six.
Go over to the NFL here. We're talking schedules, at least the start of them. Bills and Ravens meeting in week one, a slugfest rematch of last year's playoff thriller. But a quick look at Buffalo's schedule shows that they could be off to the races if they can take down Baltimore out the gate. Their next daunting task would probably be in week eight when they host the Chiefs. So you're already seeing some preseason predictions have them getting off to a 7-0 start. That's what John Breach said in his recent write-up that tries to pinpoint when every team will suffer its first loss. Maybe the more shocking takeaway here for Breach was his pick for the Steelers, a team he thinks will get off to a 5-0 start before they get taken down by the Bengals in Week 7. The teams that they take on in that stretch, Jets, Seahawks, Patriots, Vikings, and Browns. Vinny, are you buying or selling that the Steelers can get off to that good of a start?
I'm going to sell it. I think Seattle's good. You know, so I don't think they're going to go 5-0. And I would think it'll take a little time for the offense to kind of get a feel because Aaron Rodgers is not, you know, playing in preseason games and those things. So if they get off to a 5-0 start, they're going to be extremely dangerous then.
Go back to baseball here. Kyle Tucker, expected to be one of the biggest free agents on the market this coming winter, but his recent stretch with the Cubs has been anything but mega contract worthy. Since July 1st, batting just .189, only one home run, and just 10 RBIs. I mean, he even was showered with booze by the fans at Wrigley Field on Sunday, grounded out, didn't necessarily hustle to first base, so the fans weren't pleased with that. But this rough 2 months, how much is it costing him in the long run? I mean, July, so far this month, that's probably not enough to cost him too much money. But buy or sell, Bob, if Tucker's slump lasts through the end of the regular season, he will cost himself a noticeable amount in free agency.
Yeah, I'll buy it. You're talking about this guy's a $400 million contract. Astros got rid of him because they figured that he'd be pricing himself out of their payroll, and they're willing to spend. The interesting thing is that they're sitting him down to reset. I mean, we're in the dog days of August, and he needs a reset? This is a team chasing Milwaukee? I mean, they're probably too far gone to catch the Brewers for the champion, or the AL, or whatever it is, NL Central. Well, they're definitely trying to establish a strong wild card position, and your best player needs a reset? I don't know. Maybe there's something more going on there. But yes, he's costing himself some dough on buying it.
Saw some speculation that he might be dealing with a nagging injury. He had the finger thing, but that was back in June, and it didn't really affect him that month. So I don't know if it's like an Adley Rutschman situation, even though Adley said he was never hurt. But we maintain over here that something was up.
Yeah, he was an MVP dude for the first half of the season.
Let's see. We'll go over to the NFL again here. Comes to ranking wide receiver duos. We usually talk about these when they pop up. Mostly because, well, the top spots, they're pretty easy to identify. Anytime an outlet attempts to do one of these, you just go ahead and immediately put the Eagles, Bengals, and Vikings right up there at the top. I guess the order doesn't really matter, but you make your list once you have those three set. Well, CBS Sports, they gave it a go here before the upcoming season. And I'm not so concerned with who's at the top or even who's in the top 10, but they have the Ravens listed as an honorable mention, which who would have thought that the Ravens would be getting praise for their wide receiver duo. But Zay Flowers, two quality seasons under his belt, Rashad Bateman finally developing into a true number two. So the Ravens, maybe, we think here, the most talented wide receiver duo in franchise history. Buy or sell, Vinny, by the end of this coming year, Flowers and Bateman will have done enough to make themselves a top 10 wide receiver duo.
I'll buy it. I think both have looked great. And, you know, I mean, Lamar's healthy, of course. But I think Bateman's going to have a big year, and I think Zay's going to have a big year. If they both stay healthy for 16, 17 games, they'll be in the top 10.
Let's keep these giveaways rolling here on Vinny and Haney. We've been doing this all week long. Tickets to the Maryland State Fair. It's coming up here in, actually, it starts today. All right, so if you want to go,
yeah,
we got you covered. 3 weeks of action.
Got any tickets?
I do. I got four, as a matter of fact. Not just two, not one. I got four. Enjoy rides, music, food, and more. Visit MarylandStateFair.com. But if you are caller number 8 at 410-583-1057, you will be today's winner. Still more tickets to give away tomorrow, so make sure you're tuned in.
There you go. Win. Caller number 8, Tyler Wells on the hill right now for the Norfolk Tides. Gave up a leadoff homer, but he's dealing right now. Is 12 pitches in, top of the second inning, one zip. The opposition there, the Knights, over the Tides. But Tyler Wells creeping closer and closer to a return to Baltimore Oriole Park Camden Yards, hopefully in a closer's role. Let's see what he's got, everybody, because he's pumping that fastball in there pretty good, it looks like, on the old television. We'll come back. Get to the Ravens, and in particular, their top two draft picks. Revisit Vinny's draft profiles, and after watching them throughout OTAs, minicamp, training camp, preseason, weeks away, a couple of weeks away from the opener, are they living up to the profile? Hopefully, good.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more. With a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360, you can potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free and give now or over time by donating cash, publicly traded securities, or non-cash assets like real estate and crypto. With over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together, DAF Giving 360 can help you make a greater impact. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
News. This year's first-round draft pick out of the University of Georgia, an instant impact kind of guy. Let's revisit, Vinny, your draft profile of Starks before the draft, and how much has he lived up to, or maybe quieted some concerns you may have had based on what you've seen at this point.
All right, he was a junior coming out of Georgia. He wore number 24 at Georgia, which he also wears number 24 for the Ravens. He measured 6'1", 197, ran 4.50, 1.5110, which is real good. Had a 33-inch vertical jump, 4.45 short shuttle, which is good. You want it similar to your 40 time. 31 5/8 arms, which is okay for a DB. He was a 5-star recruit. State champion in the long jump, 24'9". He started 40 of 41 games at Georgia. Freshman year, 68 tackles, 2 interceptions, 7 pass defense. 2023, 52 tackles, 3 interceptions, 7 pass defense. 24, 77 tackles, 1 interception, 3 pass defense. So he had 3 extremely productive years. And Bob, they won 2 national championships? I think 2.
They were back-to-back, right?
Yeah, yeah. Now, his strengths, size, speed. He's an athlete. He'll hit and wrap. He's got positional flexibility. He's a good blitzer. He'll go up and get the ball, has body flexibility, shows explosion tackling, takes good angles, has a burst to close. He can cover in the slot, good fundamentally tackling, good job getting off blocks, got fluid hips, good change of direction, good leaping ability, shows good instincts and range, quick read and react in the run game, strong, uses hands well in the run game. Very good change of direction. Good job with his eyes. Has natural instincts, feeling routes. Shows speed deep and short. Makes the calls. Good communicator. High football smarts. And he can track a ball. Weakness, he took a bad angle on cover 2 versus Texas. That was one, and they got a touchdown. He'll get over aggressive. He'll need work in press versus quick receivers in the slot. He'll react too much in zone to quarterback. Leading him with his eyes. Now, in summary, I like this kid's size, toughness, athletic ability. He shows range, ability to play the ball in the air, good versatility to play all over the field. He'd help the Ravens big time in the run game a lot. Complete safety, may struggle early in man-to-man coverage in the slot. Now, what I've seen of him, like all the things that I said about his strengths, I've seen them all. I've seen him in the preseason games, although he doesn't play a lot. You know, his read, react, his recovery and practices. I've seen the ball skills. I've seen the range. I have not seen anything negative with his eyes and stuff. And he is a complete safety. I just think, you know, he's a guy that has walked in after starting 3 years of production at Georgia, high-end production, on a high-end football team with a lot of his teammates playing in the National Football League. And I think it's easy for him. You know, I think he's smart, great communicator. He was the one that was during the OTAs with the rookies in the hotel. He was doing walkthroughs with the defensive players, leading them in walkthroughs. So you talk about a communicator, you know, and you got Hamilton, who's a great communicator. Humphrey's good communicator. So you've got guys that can communicate in the back end. I have not seen anything negative, you know, communication-wise in the back end. His pedal, everything. I said he's going to lead him in interceptions. I think he's going to have 6-plus interceptions. I love the kid.
You look at the Ravens secondary, all first-round draft picks. Marlin, you know, a few years back, but he's still in his 20s.
Oh, Ravens first-round,
And then, of course, Starks, and then a couple years back, Hamilton, Nate Wiggins last year. You talk about addressing an area of need at the time and just coming together all at once. Mm-hmm. Now, we'll get to the depth as we project to 53 later on at the NFL lunchtime, but, man, Eric DaCosta done a hell of a job building what you on paper might be the best inch-for-inch, pound-for-pound defensive backfield in the NFL this year.
Well, you look at them all, Bob, other than Hamilton, who was 14th pick, all the others are late 20s. So, I mean, that's a hell of a job by Eric and his scouting staff that you're getting those quality of players late in the draft. Because I know, like, with Wiggins, it was like Cooper DeJean or Wiggins. And they wanted the outside guy, not the inside guy. And you know what? Either pick would have been good. Why? Because Cooper DeJean, he started from day one for the Eagles.
Sure, won a Super Bowl.
Yeah, so they would have had a real good player either pick. But Wiggins, they needed the outside guy, and he is starting for them in year two, which is excellent.
All right, let's get back to what Cordell was talking about with Lamar Jackson. We're not panicking here. And I know Jerry Coleman posted something on social media about, well, the team spokesman said everything's good. I mean, how much do we take away from what John Harbaugh is going to be talking about in another couple hours here relating to Lamar?
That's going to be interesting. I think he's going to say it's nothing. You know, he'll be back by Monday, which, you know, because tomorrow's a walkthrough. So, when I saw that he left practice, Bob, and all that, did you expect him today? No. I didn't. No.
For what reason?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Either one. I mean, if there's tweakage in the wrist
or the foot.
What are you throwing? You're certainly not running. Just this is other than the excused absence the day that I happen to be there. Yep. I mean, this is the only day of camp that he's missed.
Yeah, no doubt. So, I mean, he's well aware of what they do, how they do it, how they have to do it. And Bob, starting Monday, there's still 2 weeks till they play Buffalo.
Sure.
There's a lot of time, you know, if he needs a couple days to feel right. You want him at 100%. You don't want him going out there and, you know, making it worse, whatever it is, hand or foot, making it worse. Because why? Like I said, why, you know?
There's no reason. It's pointless. Josh Allen, by the way, it's official. He's not going to play in the preseason. First time in his career, he has not played in the preseason. So there you go with that one. Coming up at the NFL lunchtime, top of the hour, 1 o'clock, we'll talk about Mike Green a little more in-depth, because with the top two picks, Green and Starks, a lot of excitement level about both. Two guys that could maybe challenge for postseason honors. Who really knows? American League East report at 1:15. Then we'll talk real and fantasy football with Mike Harmon for Fox Sports Radio at 1:30. But when we come back, Nolan McGraw. A little funhouse trip with him. Let's see. Wells, three innings in. Three hits. Gave up a leadoff homer. Three Ks. So he's what? Pushing 40 pitches. So he's coming back. Like Kyle Bradish, dealt with the elbow stuff. I mean, Wells has a pitch since last April. Bradish was slow played, as we recall. Got the PRP. We kind of knew that was going to be his fate with the PRP. And he was going to start on the IL. Like, oh, God. And then he eventually, the elbow blew up on him. But Tyler Wells coming back. Now, he's had Tommy John before. Remember, the Orioles got him as a Rule 5 coming out of Minnesota's organization. But the more I think about it, the more closer, I mean, pick your spots, because you want to slow play him still back into the equation. But let's get an idea of what he can do as your closer, because your rotation's been brilliant for the last 30 starts anyway. And you're getting Bradish back, who obviously moves right into, which might be a six-man rotation. I mean, you don't need that many guys to rock and roll. So Nolan, Tyler Wells coming up, and we talked about it earlier, and let's see what he can do. And the way the Orioles are going now, we expect them to be competitive most games. The bullpen's become very much problematic, unfortunately, but come on. See what Bob Barker and those guys used to say way back, come on down.
Right.
Tyler Wells, come on down.
And I think it would be kind of a win-win just for the remainder of this season, right? Because you don't want to push him hard when he's coming off of an injury. You know, no need to go the starter route and, you know, be worrying about, well, we got him on a pitch limit, but he's working his way through an inning right now. Got a couple on base. Mancelino's got to figure out when he wants to pull him, and then that's not good for the bullpen on top of that. So just tell him, hey, you're the closer for the rest of the year. He'll get enough work doing that. He won't be overextended by doing that. And like you said, you get to see in real game action what he can do as a closer. Heading into spring next year, if you want to revisit the starter thing, depending on what additions were or were not made, we can have that conversation when we get there. But I think for right now, just trying to keep him healthy and also explore a possibility for the team, you can accomplish both pretty easily right now.
Hey, can I do a shout to the people listening? Because I know a lot of you like hot takes and so-called telling it like it is. If he does close and gets rocked, don't go immediately to the he sucks card. Like, sucks. It's terrible. Why is he doing that? I mean, this is a long work in progress. We're talking about guys that pitched in basically a year and a half. Let's just the open auditions. Because Felix Bautista isn't pitching. I'm guessing you've all heard this news. The shoulder surgery, whatever's broken, is been fixed, we think. Rotator cuff and labrum. So forget about him. But let's see what Wells can do. Why not?
And to the Kyle Bradish side of things, you know, Rock Kabako last week said, don't be surprised if they go six-man rotation. We get a call from Ryan earlier in the show that seemed to think that when Bradish comes back, someone's going to have to be bumped. Well, depending on what Brandon Young does tonight, I mean, if he gets, you know, blown up and looks like he can't go deep in the game anymore, then maybe we have a different conversation. But I think it would be advantageous for everybody if you went six-man rotation. With that being said, someone like Dean Kramer, Trevor Rogers, who are very much settled into a routine right now, you might be worried about them being thrown off by that. They don't need the extra day rest. And I'd agree with you. Now, this gets a little complicated here, but I think you can go six-man rotation while also keeping Kramer and Rogers on somewhat rest. It's going to require a lot of moving parts. It's going to require even more bullpen management out of Tony Mancelino, but it is possible. And I think overall, it would be better on Bradish coming back. I think it would also help Young. It would help Povich, even Sagano, who's looked a little gassed at times this year. There's a way to make it all work. I think you can have six guys in there with some operating on normal rest, others getting an additional day.
Nolan McGraw, that was very well put. Do we have time to go to the fun house where people are always rational?
Quick Draws Fun House.
Sponsored by the Smile Design Center. Changing the way you feel about dentistry one smile at a time. For information or to schedule an appointment for care, visit them today at smiledesigndoctor.com.
105.7 The Fan.
Well, you got to start with this. Paul in Elwood Park heard your story about getting hit by a car earlier.
Yeah.
He's feeling for you. And he says, don't discount that injury. Getting a hit by a car in the 80s is like getting hit by Mike Tyson. Cars were built like tanks back then.
I got hit, I was 12, so it was 1977. We were playing football in the middle of Ann Street, right between Baltimore and Lombard. I was going out for a fly pattern and got treated like a fly. Only time in my life I've been knocked unconscious, other than drinking myself into that state of incoherence.
Over to the Ravens, this texter says, Alexander can't be relied on at all. Ravens should explore scooping up a vet that potentially gets cut by someone on Tuesday. At least they didn't invest a ton of money in Jair, but to consider hitting the number three right now, I think that's a little foolish.
See, I think they'll play him at the three, and Awuzie will be in there too, you know, and the better Tampa gets and Armour Davis get. They have some guys there, and then they'll have some more on the practice squad. I don't think they're going to go get another veteran, because if you go get another veteran, more than likely he's been hurt too.
This one here on the Orioles, texter says, I would move on from Ryan Mountcastle this offseason. Non-tender a contract. Not even worth it. I don't want the headache of him missing significant time and then slumping for months at a time when he is on the field. I'm all in on the youth movement at first base.
Now, for Mountcastle coming back from injury again, I mean, arbitration eligible, you can't in good conscience ask for a raise, can you? Because the Orioles would probably fight that sort of thing. They'll come up with their arbitration number. But if Mountie rakes,
I wouldn't non-tender him. I'd try to trade him. Or, you know, if he rakes and, you know, maybe package Mayo for a starting pitcher.
For reference, this year his arbitration was settled at $6.7 million. Okay. So there's your point of reference.
Right. So is he earned $6 million this year?
I would say no.
Yeah. But you would like to at least get something instead of just non-tender. I mean, you could maybe go out and try to re-sign him, right? Couldn't you?
Right.
A lesser figure, but I'm assuming he might take that personally and tell you to take that job and shove it, that sort of thing.
And it's, I know this isn't very exciting for fans to hear, but worst case scenario, if you tender him a contract, you keep him around, even if things don't go well next year. I mean, look, they were just able to trade Cedric Mullins when he had an on-base percentage below 300 for most of the year. Somebody at the deadline will take Ryan Mountcastle if they want a platoon first baseman or DH. He plays good enough defense. You're not going to get a crazy return, but like Bob just said, you'd rather get something than nothing. Don't just pass on him for
the main problemo other than injuries for Ryan Mountcastle has been he's not hitting home runs anymore. And that's kind of, look, he's turned in. That was the bonus. I was like, man, this guy provides right-handed pop, and he's a Gold Glove level first baseman, which you didn't expect. Where are the home runs gone? What's he at, four since last All-Star break? Something like that.
And last text for now, this one on the tough road ahead for Elias. Texter says, I don't know what will end up being more difficult for him, finding a trade partner for a starting pitcher or landing one in free agency. You could go ahead and take the top names off the board since we know the O's won't be in on them at all. It's a thin free agency class after that, and there's no clear-cut trade candidates either. Don't be surprised if he comes up empty-handed again.
Well, just try, because we had Bob Nightingale on yesterday in the critique of Elias outside of Baltimore. We know what the fans think of him. Great at drafting, developing. And remember, he's the one that brought Basayo in, for all of you who forgot that. But he's afraid to pull the trigger either on a blockbuster trade or a long-term contract. I mean, you got to go to that next level. And doesn't seem like he's been willing to do so. And he's got no choice now but to make that happen. Oh, and by the way, possibly having to hire a new manager, too.
Yes.
Hey, earn your money, Mike Elias. When we come back at a fall lunch, going to hear more from Zach or Todd Monk. And break down Mike Green as well. American League East report coming your way. And then we'll talk real and fantasy football with Mike Harmon from Fox Sports Radio. Let's all try to win some dough with our fantasy football teams because drafts are already happening.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more. With a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360, you can potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free and give now or over time by donating cash, publicly traded securities, or non-cash assets like real estate and crypto. With over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together, DAF Giving 360 can help you make a greater impact. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.